It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Hi, it's Anita Thomas and Olivia Varnson, of course, sitting right here beside me, my right-hand girl. So glad you guys are joining us today.
Happy to be here, and we have some exciting guests in the studio today.
We do. Today's show is going to be all about the arts, and art right here in our great city of Atlanta, Georgia. And we know, of course, you guys know as well, that we're coming from a station that is known for the arts, the voice of the arts. And you're right, we do have some artists and art-related people who are sitting in the studio with us today. We have Brian Hebert, who's a visual art instructor and creator of the visual arts program at the Southwest Art Center. And Karen Williams, who is with The Society, a nonprofit national organization dedicated to enhancing the connections that youth have with art. So today's show is really going to be filled with art. And our studio is filled, and I like when the studio is filled with friends, because the name of the show is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
Yeah, we try to make that plural as much as possible.
That's right.
Not just the one friend.
I know. We don't want people thinking I only have one friend, you know, out there. I do have more friends, and my friends in the arts have joined us today. We have so much that we're going to talk about. So there's so much. I feel like there's a lot of creativity, actually, in the studio, having artists in the studio. Like, you know, I should be drawing or painting or doing something creative, maybe even with my movements or something. Something should be creative because I have all this creativity. I can feel the energy here in the room. But now, first, I want to start off with a great event that's coming up soon, which our two guests are working on that are here in the studio with us. And that is the Society Incorporated, the Atlanta chapter, is hosting an art auction on March 18th. It is called Cocktails and Creativity, Everything That Is Art. First of all, let me say I love that name, Cocktails and Creativity. It's got that creativity going on, and maybe I'm going to be sort of creative with some of those cocktails too. But I'd like to ask Karen to tell us a little bit about this event that's coming up, because this is the first time that the Atlanta chapter of the Society Incorporated is offering Cocktails and Creativity. Now, they've done some other events throughout the years to support youth and artists who are dreaming to become artists and promote their art in different ways. But this is the first time they're doing this particular event. So Karen, tell everyone a little bit about this event and why it's so important and so special to the Atlanta community.
Well, first, Anita, I want to say that I'm your friend, and I know for a fact you have many other friends here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, thank you for
that. So I appreciate having me here as a friend.
Well, thank you. And you guys heard that, so I do have other friends.
It's on record.
It's on record now.
But I am here to talk about Cocktails and Creativity, Everything That Is Art auction. And the focus is for us to raise money for art scholarships for the youth. The venue is 393 Marietta Street, Studio 7, which is a fabulous venue. It's downtown, is right next to the aquarium. We're going to have it March 18th, which you're getting really close to spring. It's during the day from 3 to 6. And you can enjoy some cocktails, but most of all, we want you to enjoy the beautiful artwork that we'll have from various artists such as Louis Delsarte, Kevin Cole, Sam Gilliam, David Driscoll, Alfred Conte, Grace Keisha. I mean, there is so Lionel Lofton. There are so many wonderful artists throughout this city that has donated their time and their artwork just for our youth. We do have a fabulous up-and-coming artist here in the studio that will share his views on this. But I hope that I can excite people to come. You can purchase your tickets at Eventbrite online. It's a $50 donation. Everything is going towards student scholarships. We have an art contest every year. We'll have one March the 15th. And that art contest, we give out awards to these students who have worked hard on their artwork. And we give them out and we give them the money so we can show as a community that we appreciate their talents and we love them.
Well, that sounds fantastic. I mean, I know it's going to be a great event. And the artists that you have lined up, I mean, it's just a fantastic group of artists coming in, as you said, donating their time as well as their art to making this event a success. But now, are you going to have any other items other than art that would be part of the auction?
Yes, that's why it's called Everything That Is Art. We'll have hors d'oeuvres, which are free, and cocktails. We will have gift baskets. We'll have jewelry. We'll have clothing. The Wilburn sisters have donated a jacket to us and various fashion designers. So everything that is art will be featured there. We have people, chefs donating. We have a young woman who makes an excellent cake, decorative cakes. So it's going to be very fun. Everything that is art, you'll be able to enjoy good jazz, live jazz music. We have a special treat that I cannot share because it won't be a surprise to those that come. Everything That Is Art surprise also. So really want to encourage people to come. And if you can't come, we're always thankful for donations. And you can make the donation on the Eventbrite.com.
Well, you know what I'm loving about this event, too? And we didn't mention this, Karen, but you are the chairperson for this event. So you have been working really hard to organize this and get everything all together, bringing all the artists together, because I know you have a lot of connections out in the art community here in Atlanta. So really an applause to you with all of the hard work that you've done to get this event off the ground and ready to be presented to, you know, to our guests that will be arriving on March 18th. And it sounds like there's something for everyone. So I don't want anyone to be afraid to come thinking that, oh, I can't afford art, or, you know, I don't have the money right now for art. It's really about coming and having the experience. We definitely want people to buy things, to bid on things, but it's also about the experience as well.
Yes, and Anita, we'll also have collectors giving lectures, and I won't say lectures because it's creativity talks and cocktails. So we'll have cocktails and talking about art, and we will have some collectors that will give you some very good information about art, and we'll have up-and-coming artists where it'll be artwork that everybody can afford, and we'll also have art books, which are very important to those who are starting to collect art, because they're great for a coffee table. They're great for you to read and learn about art. So we're going to have every end. Like I said, we're going to have some fine art. We're going to have live bids. And so it'll be fun watching those experts hold up their paddles.
That's
in the
right.
live. And hopefully you won't get too carried away and bid.
You can get a carried away with
$1,000.
That's okay.
But yes, it will be an enjoyable event and educational for those who want that.
Well, fantastic, fantastic. Now, Brian Hebert sitting in the studio with us as well. And Brian, some of your art will be featured. So tell us a little bit, is your art the surprise by chance, or can you tell us a little bit about the art that you are presenting in the auction?
thank you for having us. Definitely appreciate the time. I'm not the surprise, but my work, I have a piece in the auction that I'm, it's the beginning of a series going forward that I call Return of the Bastard, As American As. So it's a strong series narrative. I've been working it out for the last few years, you know, taking my time, building it up. You know, I got Kevin Cole and other folks, you know, that I know been waiting for me to push this, this work. So I'm presenting that. So they're eager to see that, but it's something that that I'm very proud of and very strong and very confident about. So I'm going to be pushing that, and also all these other artists, and, you know, making sure that we all are there in full force, you know, representing the arts in Atlanta and trying to take the art scene to a whole nother level.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Now, we are talking about this great event that The Society Incorporated, the Atlanta chapter, is putting on March 18th. And it will take place, you know, right there at Studio 7 at 393 Marietta Street. So I want you guys to go to eventbrite.com, purchase those tickets. If you can't make it, we understand, but you can still make a donation. $50 or whatever amount you want to make. You can make it a little bit more if you'd like. Now, we've come down to the end of the segment, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about art in Atlanta here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Back in a moment.